Welcome back to the Union Edge Labor's Talk Radio. This is Alan Kukovich filling in for the lovely and talented Charles Showalter. And we have with us now Alyssa Hansen with the AFL-CIO in Tennessee, another great state. Welcome, Alyssa.
Hey, thanks for having me. Glad to be back. And thank you for that welcome.
Oh, no problem. I heard there's a rumor going around that there was just a positive vote for unionization with some company. What's happening?
Oh, yes, a very positive note, and we will take that good news down here. Yesterday, employees at the Electrolux Appliance Factory, which is down in Memphis, they voted by a margin of more than 2-1 to join IBEW Local 474, which is a pretty big affiliate for us. We're very, very happy with that. We're coming off the heels of a UAW organizing victory about a month ago. But again, this is huge, and with a margin that high, that's what we love to see, especially in Tennessee, being that we're a right-to-work state.
Yeah.
Right-to-work state, any labor victory is a good victory.
Oh, that's terrific. How many members are we talking about?
Oh, I want to say we were talking with our secretary-treasurer this morning, and I believe that's about 500, 600.
Oh, that's great.
I'm looking at the article right now to make sure I don't misquote anybody, but it looks like about 650 employees cast ballots. So we're going to have a lot of new members coming in, to that local, and then obviously to our organization as well. And we're always happy to welcome new union brothers and sisters into our labor family.
Well, that's great news, and especially after you've had a UAW victory. So what are the circumstances in Tennessee that are leading to some of these victories? Are these more isolated based on the jobs in that area?
I think just a lot of factors. Charles and I have talked before. I think it's an effort on our part on getting the word out about, what a union is, what the labor movement is, especially for those people maybe who aren't as familiar or, don't know the specifics of labor. It's getting the word out. It's the boots on the ground effort from our affiliates who go to these places, and tell people, the benefits of being in a union and how that can help, themselves and their family. So it's a lot of different factors. But again, being that we are in a right-to-work state, it's always an uphill battle for us. We face constant criticism from politicians and many other different groups, big money, special interest groups. But I think it's a lot of factors and people just kind of starting to wake up and realize that, being in a union is good for me, is good for my family. And, it's something that we need to keep pushing down here.
Well, speaking of political opposition, I'm not sure I know you well enough to ask you this question, but I just passed a note, and it has a question for you. It says, has Senator Corker had a hissy fit yet?
He has not had a hissy fit yet, but stay tuned, because I would not be surprised. And it's funny you bring that up, because the picture that the paper in Memphis used this morning of the Electrolux plant actually had Governor Haslam in it, who is another anti-union politician down here. So, he'd be the one I'd maybe wait and say, let's see if he throws a hissy fit. But as of what time is it? 1:23 Central Time. We have not had any hissy fits.
No hissy fits.
Politicians, but stay tuned.
Well, sometimes a good right-wing hissy fit makes a victory even sweeter. Isn't that the case?
Hey, I'm not going to fight you on that one.
Well, there's also a rumor going around that you're from this area where the studio is here in beautiful sunny Pittsburgh.
Oh, I don't know who told you that, but yes, that's true. I went to Mount Lebanon High School. I'm not going to tell you what year I graduated, but I went to Mount Lebanon High School, grew up in the South Hills, and then went to Ohio University. And pretty much since high school, I've just been sort of making my way further south. But I am a proud Pittsburgh native.
Oh, that's terrific. So you went to OU and the MAC conference, huh?
Yes, I did.
Good for you. Well, in light of what's happening in Tennessee politically, in light of your recent union victories, what was your take on the debate Monday night?
Oh, we had a lot of discussion here about the debate on Monday night, and a lot of our members did too. We kind of keep tabs on them through social media, people who have liked our Facebook page and things like that. But again, it was a pretty clear choice, I think, on Monday night. My days are all messed up on Monday night. But again, our members were happy to hear what Hillary Clinton said, that she's going to fight for equal pay for equal work and a higher minimum wage and a, paid family and medical leave federal law. Because, we've had so many of those same bills come through our state general assembly, and they've just been consistently shot down by mostly Republican legislators who just say we don't need these things, or the status quo is fine the way it is. You know, why bother changing it? So we were very happy to hear a lot of the proposals and policy solutions that she put forward, because we think, you know, assuming that she's elected and hoping she's elected, you know, that we'll get to reap some of those benefits down here. So, no, we were very pleased with the outcome of the debate on Monday.
Well, and it does seem that her economic plan not only addresses more quality jobs, but also has some provisions that address income inequality. Of course, I really like her plan to invest more in infrastructure. I think that would be tough for Republicans like Senator Corker to oppose. There are infrastructure needs, and not just in our roads and bridges, but our water delivery systems, our rail systems, locks, ports, dams. I mean, things that create jobs. They're investments that can't be outsourced. I have to think that's going to win over a number of folks who maybe have been on the fence in this election.
Oh, I agree with you. Absolutely. And again, you know, you hit the nail on the head. A lot of our members, for whatever reason, are still on the fence. And we know, you know, we hope that through our efforts, and, you know, our president has been working on some letters to union members in support of, you know, our endorsed candidates, you know, just through our efforts. And then on the national stage, you know, just kind of watching everything and keeping an eye on the race. You know, we really hope that our members kind of get a clear picture of, okay, these are the two candidates. This is the one who will truly back you and support you, not just kind of say whatever to get your vote. So again, you know, it's for us, it's all about education, making sure our members are educated and that they vote for the right people in November.
Well, when you talk about the education aspect, you're absolutely right. Just a comparison of the specific plans that Hillary Clinton has compared to, it's a name who won't be mentioned. It's kind of like Voldemort, you know, I hate to even mention it. But her opponent, you know, it's very easy to attack trade deals. I mean, there are a number of trade deals, and none of us here really like them much. But there are a lot of other issues involved with why we have these pockets of poverty, and why we have income inequality, and why we don't have a more livable wage. And there are all kinds of issues. But it's easy to just pick targets to attack. But when the opponent just says, well, we need to do a better job at keeping jobs, I marked that down. That was an exact quote from Trump on Monday night. You know, he really hasn't put anything forth. And whenever specifically asked by Lester Holt during the debate, well, how would you bring jobs back? It was a convoluted answer, and he never said how. He started by saying, well, we have to start by keeping them here. And then he went on to not explain how we'd keep them here. I have to think that people paying any attention to that have got to see through it.
Oh, yeah. And again, you know, most of his answers on Monday night weren't even real answers. I think I turned the debate off about halfway through because I just got so frustrated watching it. But, you know, again, you know, what you said was absolutely true. You know, when you put forth these specific and tangible policy proposals, and instead of just, you know, empty promises, that's what our members want to hear, and that's, you know, what they want to see in the candidate who we elect in November.
Well, we're hoping that you can keep up the good work and have some more victories, and we'll see what happens in November in Tennessee. The folks who do the real work here, like Angela and Brittany, have said good things about you. And
oh,
so
I appreciate
it. It's great to have you on the show. We've got to run here in a few seconds. Is there anything you'd like to add?
I don't think so. Just we're keeping up with all of our election fund down here in Tennessee, working hard for our endorsed candidates, and doing what we can to help them win in a few weeks.
Alyssa, good luck to you. Congratulations on that recent victory, and the new workers added to the ranks of organized labor. And thanks for standing up and fighting back and accomplishing so much. We appreciate it. Thank you. Here we are at the Union Edge Labor's Talk Radio with another labor victory.